Beef's refocus on the retail meat section. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The circumstances of a pandemic led the beef industry to shift its marketing and promotion focus on sales over the meat counter of grocery stores and supermarkets. Rod Bain has more.
Many in industry, ag-oriented or not, have experienced noteworthy challenges connected to the COVID-19 pandemic. The beef industry is no exception.
We had back in the spring with packing plant slowdowns and shutdowns briefly. We had a period where if we had fed cattle that were ready to market and ready to harvest that couldn't be moved. And simultaneously, we had what would appear to be beef shortages at the retail sector while the restaurant level of dining was, for all practical purposes, shut down.
Yet Paul Dykstra of Certified Angus Beef and others in the beef sector have taken advantage of increased demand of their product in retail stores in recent months. Norm Foles of the Cattlemen's Beef Board says as supplies replenished at the meat section and pandemic-related restrictions limited dine-out options, his organization and beef checkoff contractors developed plans for
new videos, new recipes for a lot more in-home dining of beef. And with that, we ended up actually seeing an increase in beef protein share nationally, where we actually increased the value of our share by 4% in 2020.
Likewise, the Beef Board and its contractors have also grown in reliance of the virtual realm to market and promote their product. Paul Dykstra's observation of consumer trends regarding beef in general and his specific beef brand particularly over the last few months is this.
If we can't go out to eat at a restaurant as often as we are used to, folks were pretty interested in cooking a high-quality meal at home that satisfied their dining desires.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.